Hello, dear listener, and welcome to yet another episode of the Let's Guide podcast, the ultimate podcast for Google local guides. Google provides a dedicated forum for local guides to get in touch with one another and share their experiences. That is, as you will probably know, Local Guides Connect. Go check out episode 7 of the podcast if you have no idea what this is all about, because that episode was dedicated to the platform. On that platform, the moderation is handled on the one hand by some Google employees, the Google moderators, and on the other hand by selected local guides, the Connect moderators. In this episode, we'll have a closer look at those Connect moderators, and you will actually hear the info from those Connect moderators themselves. As usual, before starting out, I want to point out that I'm not an official representative of Google or the local guides team. I'm just a local guide like most of you and everything you hear. And in today's episode, I should not simply say are my personal interpretations, because it's the personal interpretation from a lot of people, as you will hear. This episode is recorded in the middle of May 2022 and is therefore describing the situation as it is today. Should you be listening at a later date, things might obviously have changed.
Let's get started!
What I did for this episode is first compile a list of 8 questions and then ask all the Connect moderators to answer one or a few of those questions. Let me start off with just giving you the questions that they could choose from. The first one is, how much time do you spend weekly on Connect? Then, how much time do you spend weekly on Google Maps? The third one was, what is, in your view, the main reason why you were invited to be a moderator? Then, what are you most proud of in your activities as Connect moderator? What is the most exciting thing you experienced as Google moderator was the next one. And then, what is your tip for local guides who would like to be invited to become moderator? Finally, 2 similar questions again. If you could change one thing to the local guides program, what would that be? And if you could change one thing to Google Maps, what would that be? The question which is most often heard about Connect moderators is not in the list. How can I apply to become Connect moderator? That question is not included because the answer is quite easy. You can't apply to become moderator. It is a by invitation only process. So the Google team decides who gets invited. But of course, if you listen carefully to this episode, you might get some hints about factors or behavior that can increase your chances of getting invited. I didn't conduct and record one-to-one interviews with each moderator, but rather I asked them to pick a few of the questions and record the answers on a device of their choice. Obviously, this means the sound quality will differ and you might hear some background elements such as traffic passing by or the occasional animal sound. And in case you want to know more about the moderators you will hear in this episode, I'll link in the show notes to an overview post on Connect. There you can see what they all look like, and today you can hear what they sound like, with accents coming from all corners of the earth. With that said, let's just dive into the questions with question number 1. How much time do you spend weekly on Connect? First, you will hear Emeka from Nigeria, then Denise from US, and Hermes from Italy.
Basically, I spend about an hour or thereabouts on Local Guides Connect. So that's about 7 hours a week. So I'm always on Connect to help people, you know, that need assistance. I'm read through posts by local guides and, you know, enjoy what we have there, basically.
I personally would love to spend more time on Connect. What's getting in the way? Life. So luckily, I have the state challenge that gets me there, that gets me looking around and doing things. So I think that's the big thing for me, is just having a reason to go out there. How much time do I spend there? I'm going to tell you, not enough.
Well, nice question, Jan. Let's say that I try to be connected every day. And the average from the first day when I joined the community to now is around 270 minutes every day. It means that someday I can stay a few minutes, someday I can stay hours. It depends on how much time I have and how much the conversation inside the community are involving me.
Next up, you will hear Sagir from Nigeria, but first, someone who will introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Kashif Misidia from Karachi, Pakistan, a level 10 local guide. Normally, I log in on a daily basis, 7 days a week, and if we count it totally, it becomes some 6 to 7 hours a week.
As a local guide, I spend not less than 10 hours weekly on Connect, because this is one of the best places I enjoy exploring more than all other social media platforms.
And finally, we have Jane from Ukraine and Ricardo from Mexico about the amount of time they spend on Connect.
I love spending my spare time on Connect. Indeed, now I'm not so active on social media. However, I'm still on Connect. I really enjoy reading, commenting, and giving like for wonderful content of local guides. I do my best to be there every day. Normally, it can be 20-30 minutes. Sometimes it even takes hours when there are many beautiful posts and love to read them, or in case when the forum needs more moderation. I'm learning a lot on Connect about the countries, cultures, traditions of different people in different countries. And I keep in touch with my fellow local guides.
I log in Connect at least once a week, but since I have notifications activated for some keywords, I enter the platform every time I receive a notification of posts related to my country. Overall, I will say that I spend around 3 or 4 hours per week.
The second question was apparently the one that the moderators were most eager to answer. To make sure that all questions received a more or less even amount of answers, I had asked them to indicate in advance which questions they would like to answer, and I added a maximum number of people that could answer a particular question. Well, this one was fully booked, so to speak, after 2 days already. It will come as no surprise to anyone that Connect moderators are frequent users and heavy fans of Google Maps. So let's see what they answered to the question, how much time do you spend weekly on Google Maps? First, you will hear Lalo from Mexico, then Jesse from Argentina, and finally Torben from Germany.
According to the app info, last week I spent nearly 2 hours on the Maps app. I would say around 30 minutes are dedicated only to contributions, and obviously that time can increase if I'm looking at reviews and photos to decide which place to visit and if I need directions to get to that place.
I think it depends on the week, like on how many places I visited that week or wanted to visit, and also the amount of contributions I could make from those places, but I would say like 30 minutes at least to an hour or even more if I have a lot of places to contribute to.
Oh, what should I say about my time I spend on Google Maps? I would say it's between 10 and maybe 15 hours per week. But it's not that I use this time specially for Google Maps, but it is when I'm driving in the train or when I'm in the afternoon in my hotel room. I spend a lot of time to make uploads for pictures and discovering the nice world around me.
Really nice how Lalo used the Maps app data itself to figure out the answer. Next up are Penny from Australia, another app data user apparently, and Kashif again.
I just had a look at my phone screen time settings, and this week I have spent an average of 23 minutes per day, and it's only Friday morning. This number will definitely be a lot higher at the end of the week, though, because I do a lot of my reviews and upload photos and videos on the weekends when I have spare time. And at the moment, it looks like Google Maps is sixth on the list of my most used apps.
It depends on my activities outside, but I think saying 4 hours a week will be better.
And finally, here are Stephen from Malaysia and Feliciana from Indonesia about their weekly time on maps.
I use Google Maps daily, almost without fail, be it for searching for information, posting photos and reviews, and updating places. And I spend time helping others to check and verify issues that they face, not only in my country, but for friends from places around the world. I would say 30 minutes at least per day, sometimes much more, especially when helping others. I use both desktop maps as well as maps on Android.
I use Google Maps every day, either for personal or working matters. For personal, I use it to find information about some places, find new places to explore, as well as adding review. As a foodie local guide, you could see that my 99% reviews are about restaurants, and on the weekend, I use it as a navigation to reach certain places.
I don't know about you, dear listener, but I heard some impressive numbers to both of those questions. Perhaps there's a relation to the third question. What is, in your view, the main reason you were invited to be a moderator? Let's find out in a minute the replies given by Ricardo from Mexico and Luigi from Italy. But first, from a veteran Connect moderator introducing himself.
Hi, my name's Paul from Melbourne in Australia. I was invited to be a moderator by Tracy ages ago. And I think it's because she saw how I ran the Melbourne community after it was made an unofficial community, previously being an official one run by Tracy herself, and saw how I interacted with the people on Connect, that I was mostly helpful and mostly friendly. And I think that's probably the main reason.
During 2020, I started to have a lot of activity on Connect through posts and virtual meetups together with other Mexican local guides. I think that all that activity was very useful to receive the invitation to become a Connect moderator. And I don't know, maybe someone else has nominated me for that role.
That's a good question, Jan. As you remember, I discovered more and more Connect after Connect Life 2019. And from there, I felt part of this huge family. Some months later, I received the wonderful invitation. Maybe about the selfies, what do you think? No, I'm joking. I think about the energy and the willingness of being together with others, connecting, which is what leads Connect.
Well, Luigi, the energy you put into making sure that loads of your selfies during Connect Life were memorable group selfies. For those who were there at Connect Life 19, some of those will certainly be remembered. That energy indeed probably played a role in your case. Also, Steve from the US, Niai from Indonesia, and Kashif from Pakistan submitted an answer to the question why they thought they have been invited to become Connect moderator.
I think I was probably selected as a Connect moderator just due to my ability to generally kind of just gel with everyone. If you're looking to participate in the program, you have to have an open view. You have to keep an open mind. You have to kind of approach things from a worldly view. And that's how I like to do things. Being able to just kind of converse with anyone, discuss any topic, be open to any ideas or conversations.
Yeah, that's my question too, because I'm also curious why I can invited from Local Guides team as Connect moderator. So I don't have any idea exactly for answer this question, but I guess because I love connecting with fellow local guides all around the world, that's why I'm as Connect moderator. I think that's it. Thank you.
I think my love for a home of local guides called Connect was the main reason to invite me as a moderator on Connect. And the other reason, in my view, was the friendships and learning and sharing about maps with hundreds of local guides at the time was also another reason.
As I am frequently in touch with the other Connect moderators, not only on Local Guides Connect, there's also an at times quite lively Telegram chat, I can assure you that they all have a great time being Connect moderators. But of course, some occasions or events are more special than others. So question number four was, what are you most proud of in your activities as Connect moderator? The first few answers are from Luigi again and Adrian, the host of that other Local Guides podcast, the Go Loco podcast. Most definitely check that out if you have not heard or seen it yet. There's a YouTube channel for Go Loco as well. I will link, of course, to that in the show notes. Check that out for sure. It's amazing. But first, before Luigi and Adrian, there's another Connect moderator introducing himself.
Hello everyone, I'm Adam, BMW, from Melbourne, Australia. A good question. I think it's the creation of the now monthly Top 100 Local Guides leaderboards. They've encouraged local guides to join Connect, lurkers to come out of the darkness, and above all, they've created engaging monthly core topics centered around contribution points, views, and star photos. They help motivate, educate, and inspire local guides to achieve more and improve on the quality of their contributions in a fun and enjoyable way.
Well, Ian, first of all, I'm proud of being a moderator, proud of being again part of this huge family. I said in the past that I see Connect as a coffee bar. You know what I mean, the Italian coffee bar where you sit with an espresso and you talk about what's going on, a short break. Connect is where you interact with others, and I feel proud of welcoming, helping, joking, interact with everyone, kind of the maître of that bar.
It will be a toss-up between rallying the community in celebrating Connect's fifth birthday and orchestrating the epic online summit which was Community Live 2020 with all the other Connect moderators. I had so much fun doing the birthday event, but I think hands down, Community Live 2020 is my proudest moment as a Connect moderator, partly because it was the first big event that I've ever done, and it was such a journey making it work. And I think the community really just had so much fun with it too.
Yeah, I agree, Adrian, that the Community Live online event that you organized was absolutely fabulous. And by the way, the sessions recorded then can still be viewed on the Go Loco YouTube channel, so go check those out as well. More answers to these questions, to the question number four now, from Steve from the US and Hermes from Italy.
I think what I'm most proud of in terms of being a Connect moderator has been bridging, various cultures, helping new people who may have joined the program just kind of meld in, feel comfortable. That's what I take pride in the most. I was there. We all have been there before, and it can be pretty intimidating. So being that helping hand, helping others kind of find others like them or others that may have similar interests or qualities as well, that's something I'm really proud of.
Thanks for this question, Ian. What I'm very proud as a Connect moderator and guiding star is the opportunity to be an example to many regarding subjects that I consider extremely important, such as the environment and social integration. The role of moderator has given me a lot of visibility, and I try to use it by setting an example on the topics that are most important for me.
Well, Hermes, you certainly are setting an example for a lot of local guides. Yours truly, most definitely included. On to the fifth question then. What is the most exciting thing you experienced as Connect moderator? The first answers to that one are given by Inda from Indonesia and Jane from Ukraine.
Kia ora! One of the most exciting things that I experienced as Connect Moderator is that I got a chance to actually meet, quote-unquote, this great, exciting bunch of people. This new family of great local guides, great Connect Moderators from different parts of the world, Googlers, and so many more. And we learn a lot about Google Maps, about machine learning, and about how we can contribute more to the communities. And for me, the love and the friendship that I got from this big family of Connect Moderators is indeed heartwarming. I sincerely hope that I got a chance to actually meet this great bunch of people one day, in person.
The most exciting thing that I experienced being a Connect Moderator or just simply being a local guide is local guides' friendship. The Local Guides program gave me many friends in different corners of the world. I was lucky to meet many of them in real life. Many of them I meet only online. When I found myself in difficult situation, I received many words of support and offers of help from local guides from different countries. Thank you, dear friends. Now Hermes and Antonella gave me a roof over my head and the chance to be healthy and safe and live normal life. They have supported me from the first of challenging days, step by step, day by day. I'm blessed to have such amazing local guide friends. And I'm happy to have an opportunity to say to Hermes and Antonella, I'm very grateful for your support and for your friendship. Thank you very much. Local guides friendship is fantastic.
Jane's story is indeed offering an extra dimension to the friendship among local guides and the Connect moderators especially. Our hearts are with you and your family, Jane, in these challenging days for both you and your country. Other exciting experiences as Connect moderator come from Feliciana, also from Indonesia, and Paul from Melbourne, Australia.
As a Connect moderator, we get special privilege to join monthly hangouts with Googlers and fellow Connect moderators, where we could share our ideas, suggestions, do discussion, and sometimes we also do brainstorming together in order to make our Google Maps and Connect getting better and more wonderful.
So, the most exciting thing as a Connect moderator, well, apart from clearing up spam and getting rid of the rubbish that we don't want to see on a place like Connect because it just doesn't fit what we do, the most exciting thing is actually getting invited to Connect Live and getting to spend time with a whole lot of other really interesting local guides from all over the world. You just never get an opportunity to meet so many people in that sort of circumstance. And it's just amazing how everybody forms into a family.
Ah, yes, Paul, Connect Live. I agree with you on that. Let's keep our fingers crossed that the Google team is able to bring back that experience really soon. Three more questions to go, and the next one is probably the one that some listeners will be most curious about. What is your special tip for local guides who would like to be invited to become moderator? You will hear tips from Isha from the UK, Jessie from Argentina, but first another Connect moderator introducing herself.
Hi, this is Sumaiya Jaffin Chowdhury, Levelite Local Guide from Bangladesh. If you want to become a Connect moderator, then a very short tips for you. Be active, always, both on Connect and Maps. Be friendly, be innovative, problem solver, passionate about Connect and helpful for others. Want to change the world and very especially who want to be a local in this beautiful world.
My tip would be to make quality contributions on Maps as well as Local Guides Connect and be consistent in whatever they like to do, you know, in Maps and Local Guides both.
I feel like what's most important is to just be yourself and be authentic and show your interest and interact with others in a respectful way. But I think it's also important to really take into account the five core values of Connect. So you want to be welcoming to new people, Be thoughtful to how you communicate with others. Be helpful to others. Help them with whatever you can. Be original. And be watchful. When you see something wrong, report it.
Well said, Jesse. And indeed, it is very important to just be yourself and be genuine. People who actively set a goal of becoming a Connect moderator and are active or perhaps even hyperactive in an artificial way are probably very unlikely to ever get an invitation. More tips now from Niai from Indonesia, Paul from Australia and Inda also from Indonesia.
Based on my personal experience, there's no application or no special tips and tricks to invite it as Connect moderator. But I just remember that local guides coming from rich diversity. So it will be different culture and a different perspective. So yeah, just be respectful each other. I think that's it.
I think the path to becoming a moderator is actually pretty simple. Get on Connect, be friendly, be positive, be helpful, uphold the values, and most of all, be authentic, be you. Bring something to Connect that gives you a story and gives you a purpose and gives you a reason for being there. All of those things together, that's the kind of thing that could get you an invitation. And it's a great invitation. I think I got mine at about 2 o'clock in the morning. For some reason, I was awake and I replied. But anyway, go for it. Get out there. Do it.
Well, frankly speaking, I don't know exactly the specific requirements to be invited as Connect moderators, but I think it will be highly appreciated when you are active in contributing at Google Maps as well as Local Guides Connect. And there are so many ways for us to share our information, our ideas, tips and tricks, updates, and all those helpful tips as well as information for others to use. And for sure, providing honest review is exactly what we are looking for. And in my opinion, being creative and unique won't hurt either. And don't forget to enjoy the whole process. Don't forget to have fun while doing it so that you can put your heart and your soul in every contribution that you make.
Don't worry, Inda, none of us know exactly what the criteria are to get selected. But all the tips given in the last few minutes should point you, dear listener, in the right direction. All Connect moderators, of course, love Google Maps and Local Guides Connect, but as nothing in life is really perfect, I also decided to ask them if there might be suggestions for improvement. First, to the Local Guides program, I asked them, if you could change one thing to the Local Guides program, what would that be? First answers are from Emeka from Nigeria and also Adrian from Malaysia.
If I have the power to change something about local guides, well, I would like to create official local guide groups in every country around the world. You know, that will help make the movement more lively and connect people. So that's basically what I would do if I can make a change.
There are many contributors to Google Maps via the Local Guides program, but despite Google's many efforts in promoting the Local Guides Connect community, it just feels like folks just prefer to contribute by themselves. So the one thing that I would love to change about the program is the people's perception or mindset of the program and really, really just embrace the social and community aspects as much as possible because it can be so much fun and rewarding.
Interesting. Let's also find out what Hermes from Treviso in Italy and Kashif from Pakistan came up with.
If I could choose one thing to change in the Local Guides program, I would choose the reward system, because as it is done now, it is extremely uneducational. In my view, The thing to prioritize must be quality, not through perks or specs, but through public recognition, such as highlighting the best contributors in each area directly in the Google Maps app.
If I could do anything on Connect, I love to see Tracy with many Google moderators on Connect. Even though she is working at more better place for her career, because I missed the time before COVID when Connect was really a busy place because of the energy and life they were putting into Connect that time. And of course, I love to see real life events like Connect Live back on Connect.
And that brings us to the final question already. If you could change one thing to Google Maps, what would that be? Torben from Germany, Denise from varying locations in the US, and Niai from Indonesia answered that one.
There's one important thing I would love to see more on Google Maps. It is the possibility to earn different kind of badges. So as well, the possibility to open more levels. So it's quite boring to be since many years on level 10 and only create the private level. But it's nice anyway.
The one thing I'd like to change about Google Maps is campgrounds. I have to search for campgrounds on a regular basis, and I have found that there are two categories in Google Maps: campgrounds and RV park. The problem is, I think this makes a difference outside of the United States where it's important, but inside the United States, it's not. Please, let's make campgrounds more like hotels with amenities.
Navigation as local guides on Google Maps, it's so much fun, but nowadays, we can explore around the globe on Earth planet, but why not in the future we can explore as local guide on other planet like Mars planet? Sounds pretty good.
More badges and levels for Torben. Well, he would then be one of the very select group to own the badge of billions of photo views. And Niai apparently wants to have Street View on Mars. Well, that's definitely the weirdest suggestion. Next up are Sylvie from Argentina and Lalo from Mexico.
I think the biggest edit on Google Maps should be made only for trusted local guides and not for everyone in the world.
I would add more levels for those who are already level 10. Might be fun to have new goals, you know? And if I could, I would bring back Mario Kart instead of the boring blue navigation arrow. I mean, who doesn't want Mario back? Come on.
Oh, yeah, right. Lalo wants Mario from the famous Mario Kart game back, as they had in maps a couple of years ago on March 10th, which is known, of course, to the fans of the game as Mario Day. The last two clips are from Emeka, from Nigeria, and also Stephen from Malaysia, who is actually getting the last word as he was the first one to send in his audio clips after I had mailed around the questions.
For Google Maps, now this is what I would like to do. I want to ensure that every name, especially local names on Google Maps, are 100% correct. So I don't mind paying, say, experts or local guides from those communities to help me authenticate names of places before we put them on the map. Thank you.
If there was one feature to add to Google Maps today, it would be real-time incident reporting. That's one feature that Maps should take from Waze, which Google owns. During navigation, users can easily and safely report roadblocks, accidents, issues, roadworks, etc. with a few simple clicks on large on-screen buttons. That's a very important feature during navigation to help others, and that would bring even more users to Google Maps.
And that was it. You have now heard the answers from 24 different Connect moderators from all over the globe in their own voices. A huge thanks once again to all of them for helping me create this very special episode 38 of the Let's Guide podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or remarks, please do reach out to me by, for example, sending an email to letsguidepodcast@gmail.com. Find me on Twitter under Local Guides Guru, or of course on Local Guides Connect, where I am Connect Moderator, if that was not clear already. You can find me there under my name, Jan van Haver. The show notes with the links to, for example, also the Go Loco podcast, do check it out once again. You can find those show notes on the website of the podcast, which is simply letsguidepodcast.com. Thank you very much for listening to these episodes, and until the next time.
Game over.